Hey guys, welcome to the Troubled Podcast. We haven't really done any episodes in a while. Been really busy with work, I'm not gonna lie. I guess I just wanted to come on and start addressing a couple things. So, before anybody watches me, you'll obviously want to know where I stand on certain subjects, because you might not even be interested in listening to me. I am definitely more conservative than liberal, but I'm a moderate. I say I'm more conservative than liberal just because the state of liberalism and also the state of conservatism is completely different than it was even 5-6 years ago. Sorry, I got a little bit of a cold. I don't know. I just kind of wanted to vent some things out there. So, first off, I'm going to be uploading an episode this weekend. I'm going to have a buddy on, and we're just going to be discussing some things in the world that are going on right now. And also, we were going to be trying to go to a protest and maybe get some interviews with some people, try to get ourselves out there a little bit beyond just being, a trailer and just some guy talking to himself. But the first thing I do want to say is that, you know, I was going through Facebook, reading the news, as I do every morning. As soon as I wake up, honestly, the first thing I do is read the news and find out what's going on around me. Because that's why, like, I haven't wanted to do this podcast in the first place, because I'm a very, like, I don't know, I'm a political commentator that makes no money on the commentating. Because I don't have a successful podcast like people like Joe Rogan or Tim Pool, etc. I gotta say, I'm pretty disgusted though today. I'm sitting around, I'm scrolling through Facebook, and I see that, you know, I mean, I don't remember exactly what time I read it, but I saw that Trump and Melania both got COVID-19. I was like, okay, no big deal. Like, you know, I read it, and their doctor said that they seem relatively healthy. They have mild symptoms, whatever. Doesn't really matter. And then I was scrolling through, and I saw 4 or 5 different individuals in just my friend's feed wishing them dead. And it took me back to when I honestly don't know how to say her middle name, so I'm not gonna say it and sound ridiculous. I'm just gonna say Ruth. When she died, I remember a bunch of, well, I shouldn't say a bunch of Trump supporters, but I did see one or two people also basically dancing on her grave. I think that the biggest problem that we as a society are facing, the trouble, if you will, or the troubled people, if you will, is that there is a crumbling moral foundation of society. And it sounds so small and like, no duh, right? But the thing is that, you know, without some kind of moral standing, what is real, what is not real, what is right, what is wrong, all those things go out the window. We just become these blobs of nothing that do nothing, say nothing, and are nothing. We just exist. And I don't want to see that for America. I don't want to see that for the American people. What's more hurtful, do you think? Do you think it's people standing around and yelling at each other and understanding each other at the end? And maybe they're at different sides, but they still stand with one another. Or the fact that literally nobody cares anymore about one another, about the foundations that we were built on. Nobody has a purpose anymore. And I know I've heard many, many much bigger voices than me saying this exact same thing, so if you feel like you're just getting a track on repeat, I wouldn't blame you. But the truth is that they don't have purpose. There is something about having a purpose that brings passion, that brings joy, that brings satisfaction, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say, guys. Come on. You know, to life. And, like, I've heard a couple people say it, you know, and I'm not gonna name drop, but, you know, find the biggest rock you can, you know, heaviest rock, biggest rock, etc., rock you can find and carry it, and it's true. Because there'll be times in your life where that rock will feel like it's unbearable. Like, you can't take another step. But if you push through and you take that final step, even if the ground cracks underneath you, you can say you did it with a purpose. And I would really encourage anybody listening, anybody out there who cares to listen, to find your purpose. Whether if it's a wife, whether if it's kids, whether if it's a wife, kids, a husband, job, whatever it is, do it, find it, and love it. Exploration, treasure hunting, it doesn't matter. Do it, find it, love it, and hold on to it. And make your life mean something. So you're not like these sad saps that just run around and yell and scream and burn because they don't have purpose. I think that's the big difference between a lot of these people that are rioting and protesting. These people are protesting because they have purpose, and they're finding purpose with trying to protect those that they see as being, I guess, punched down upon. Even if in some senses it's not necessarily correct, such as the Lancaster thing, the Lancaster protests where that guy literally ran out at the cop with a knife swinging. But I understand where they're coming from. They're coming from the position of their purpose is to try to help the underdog. So they hear about a minority getting hurt and they immediately want to jump in and protest, even if they don't have the full details, because situations like George Floyd arise. And I'm not saying that rioting is ever okay, and I would say that's the difference. That those people go out there with a purpose to protest, to protect, to show, to bring light to the fact that somebody died. And how can we prevent these things in the future? And then the rioters are purposeless nobodies who just, the only thing that they can think will work is to burn things down because they don't have anything to protect. Why would a protester burn down the grocery store? They live near it. They go to it. Why would they loot their areas? They live there. They go to them. And that's all I'm going to say. I hope you guys have a great day, and I hope you find your purpose. Bye.